The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew and with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
This morning, whether it was an invitation from our parents, or a friend, or a family member, or a spouse, all of us heard this invitation this morning. Come to the door. Come to the door. Come to the door. We can all think, well, yeah, Father, I came to the door of our church. I came to the door of our church like the people in the gospel came to the door of Simon's mother-in-law's home. Floods of people. All the people in town were gathered at the door. And I want to invite you along with myself in our prayer. Let's take it a little deeper than just coming to the door. Remember what Jesus said, the Good Shepherd, in John chapter 10, verse 7? I am the door. I am the gate. Nobody comes to the Father through me. And what does he want to offer? John chapter 10, verse 10. I came that they may have life and have it to the full. And we know that it's not necessarily just life in this life, but eternal life on high. If you knew who was asking you for a drink, you would ask him and he would give you living water. So come to the door. The door. Jesus Christ. Come to the door for healing in your life. Oh, Father, I don't need any healing. Man, we just prayed that beautiful psalm. It comes to heal the brokenhearted. We may not be paralyzed on the outside, but we need our friends and our family members to lower us down through the hole in the roof right before Jesus. Think of all the people that may not be here, the people you love, your distant lands or whatever, or even the person that has nobody praying for them. You, in this encounter with Jesus, because you've come to the door, you can lower them before our beloved Lord. Somebody paralyzed, and they'll be healed. Come to the door for healing. I remember this particular gospel when I was with my mom and dad right before going into the seminary. They called me up and I was kind of waffling on leaving work, leaving the job and getting rid of everything and following Jesus. It was a hard call. Call came from Jesus, but it was tough to do. And they said, "Son, we're going on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Would you like to go with us?" Timing was perfect, so I went. And we went to Capernaum, where Peter's mother-in-law's house was. And you can still go there today. You can still go there, where the mother-in-law was in Peter's home. It's the foundation's there. And if I were standing in the synagogue right now, and I wanted to go to Peter's house right now, today, the foundation, it would be as far as the first glass doors back there from the synagogue. I mean, imagine if you were like that close to the church. You just kind of step. Father Mike and I are. We have Jesus in the chapel right there in our home, thanks to you. In the tabernacle. But you could walk about that far to Peter's house. Then if you went from there to maybe the ministry building, if that, a little shorter, you were literally putting your feet in the Sea of Galilee. It was teeny. Imagine the crowd coming in, everybody coming for healing. Come to the door. It said Jesus came into that home, grabbed the hand of his mother-in-law, knew she had a fever, and the fever was taken away. And it said he stayed up in that door all night. And he was able to heal because the people had faith. Remember the other time when he goes to his own town, he says, I couldn't do anything for you. I couldn't work a miracle for you because there's no faith in this town. People came in faith. They wanted to be healed. Remember the story of the woman with hemorrhage? Oh yeah, I'm going all over scripture. Because to understand this divine doctor and how he wants to come heal us, we need to know Jesus. We need to go to the door. Go to the door, open up the door in the living word of God every day. Encounter him. Read him about him to your children. Share the good news. The woman in the hemorrhage was walking around 30-some years with a hemorrhage. Big crowd. She works her way through, pushing people, shoving, probably small like Mother Teresa Calcutta. Gets up close to Jesus, and all she touches is a tassel. If I touch his tassel, this is a tassel, I'll be healed. And we read in the account that Jesus starts swirling around. He goes, who touched me? Who touched me? And the apostles are like, man, you got people hemming in on you, touching you all over. What are you talking about? And it said power went out from him. You remember Jesus standing before the tomb of Lazarus, his friend? It said he groaned. He groaned. I'm no theologian, but I believe that this Jesus who loves us, and even in our times, all our hurts, all our wounds, everything, our broken hearts, he takes our broken hearts, he takes our wounded, and he takes them, and he doesn't just take them and whisk them off. He took them upon himself once and for all on the cross. Imagine if he took that fever from Peter's mother-in-law. And he didn't just take it and get rid of it. He felt it all night long. He didn't just take the woman with the hemorrhage. He took her bleeding on the inside. He took it, and he felt it as he journeyed. Maybe all of that was a preparation for the cross. Preparation for the Garden of Gethsemane to say yes to his Father. Because we know baby Jesus came as a baby and he felt being cold. He was tired. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He was like us in all things but sin. But I think he chose to take those infirmities and bring them upon himself even when he walked in his public life. Why? Because Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 says, he bore our infirmities. By his wounds we were healed. He bore them. He took them upon himself. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, to fulfill the prophets of what was told. He bore our infirmities. Come to the door. Come to the door now. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come to the door. Come to the door who opens wide his sacred heart to you. It's not just a statue back there as you walk out. That's why that statue was put out there for you and me, right up there. So when we walk out, we see Jesus has got his arms open, not only to us, but the whole world. Come to the door. Come to the door of my sacred heart and receive healing. Come to the door. Come to the door of my sacred heart and receive meaning for your life. What is the meaning of my life? We read in the first reading in Job. Life for a man, for a woman, for a teenager right now who can't even be in school is a drudgery. Zoom purgatory every day. It's a drudgery. 2020, a drudgery. Pandemic, a drudgery. Mask on, mask off, all this stuff, social distance, whatever. A drudgery. Give me some meaning. Give me meaning to my life. And we read the book of Job. We read that there is value to suffering. There is redemptive value to suffering. How much wasted suffering is in our world? How much wasted suffering in hospitals in different locations? People who are suffering and they don't know what to do with that suffering. But we know what to do with our suffering. And Job found out what to do for our suffering. And his suffering became meaning when he went to the door. The door of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was opened wide open when it was pierced by the lance. When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself and I will give them meaning. Times I find myself going to hospitals and I see people on their back in the final moments of their life. That's when we need to tell them, you're preaching from a pulpit like never before. Don't waste it. Let's don't waste this moment of pandemics and masks and all that stuff. Let's don't waste it. Let's put meaning to our suffering. Let's put meaning to those meetings we have on Zoom and all that. Let's put meaning to it. Let's go to the door. Go to the heart of Jesus. Come to the door. Come to the door for purpose. What is the purpose of my life, Father? I'm in high school right now. I'm all stressed out. I'm a senior. I'm worried about what college I'm going to get into and what my career is and what all that. What is the purpose of my life? St. Paul in the second reading. On the road to Damascus, he was searching. He was hunting. He was trying to find. And he encountered. He came to the door. Saul, why are you persecuting? Who is this? It's the Lord you're persecuting. And that was the hinge of his life. And we read in that second reading that it's all about, he says, I became weak to the weak. I became all things to all people. Why? To save some. He knew he wasn't the Savior, but he knew who was the Savior. And he did all he could to bring people to the door, to Jesus, to give them purpose for their life. And Jesus said it to the apostles. Where did he go? He went to his Father. After a whole night, he went to be united in heart with his Father to get the strength, as he did in the Garden of Gethsemane, to go to the cross, to get the strength to go out and to go to other towns, to sit in the doorways of other towns, as he comes to our town, Charlotte, North Carolina, to sit in the doorway of our daily life. And he beckons us, come to the door. You want purpose in your life? Here's the purpose for our life. It's really simple. The purpose of your life and my life and every single human being created in the image and likeness of God is this: to know God, to love God, and to serve God in this life so that we may be with him and bring everybody we can into the next. It's a purpose. So we come to the door to realign the purpose of our life to what was the purpose of his on earth when he came in the greatest search and rescue mission ever. I leave you with a question, the same question I asked my own heart. Who can I bring to the door this week?